Good morning, everyone. All morning long, we've been reporting that out of Afghanistan, the U.S. has launched a major offensive in the southern province of Helmand, sending in 4,000 Marines and 650 Afghan soldiers. Now, it's important both because of the scale of the operation and also because it's being described not as a NATO operation, although technically it is, but a U.S. operation. Joining us now is the BBC's Rob Watson from London. Rob, first of all, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure being with you, as always.
I'm dying to talk to you about this. There's so much, so many questions. First of all, this is an attempt, it seems, to grab territory in advance of some sort of deeper counterinsurgency operation, the likes of which we saw perhaps in Fallujah in Iraq under David Petraeus?
I think it's quite right to draw some comparisons with Iraq, but I think I'd say in the first place this is hugely significant. I mean, let's put this in its context. If you think about it, the United States has built up an extra 17 or so thousand extra troops. It's now decided to send 4,000 of them to the worst part of Afghanistan, really, which is Helmand Province. And this is really the first major test of the United States' new counterinsurgency operations in Afghanistan. And the idea is to take, build, and hold the territory. It's not about killing as many Taliban as you can. It's about protecting as many Afghans as you can and as bringing as much development and good governance as you can. So, yes, those are the lessons, if you like, from Iraq being brought to play in Helmand.
Now, in Washington, there's some speculation among people who watch the Pentagon that perhaps there's some interagency tension going on between General Jones, who's national security advisor, who may want a big operation to project that Afghanistan is the central focus of the Obama administration, and David Petraeus, who may want things to be more quiet, and new General McChrystal in Afghanistan, who, of course, his reputation is in doing covert operations. What's your assessment of all this?
I think I'd try and make it a bit more general and perhaps a bit simpler, and that is there are those in the United States, and most of them, of course, are in the military, who argue we need more men in Afghanistan if we're really taking it that seriously. And some in Washington are saying, well, hang on a minute, let's see how we get on with the reinforcements that we have. Let's see how General McChrystal's review of the tactics and strategy works out, and then we'll take it from there.
Do you think General McChrystal is clearly in charge here?
Well, look, this is the United States and this is U.S. foreign policy. It's a very key part of U.S. foreign policy. And I don't think there's ever a bit of American foreign policy, not in my nearly 20 years of covering it, where you could ever say that one person was in charge.
Sure.
I mean, America has a complex government and everybody likes to be stirring the pot.
Yeah, well, I wish it was simple. You know, we just would have a queen or something like that, you know, but it's
just not that way. Maybe U.S. foreign policy wouldn't be quite as good or sophisticated and able to adapt if it was done that way.
And we wouldn't have so many of these great moments in the morning to talk. There would be much less to talk about. Well, let's take a look at the tactics on the ground. 4,000 Marines, 650 Afghan soldiers. Are the Afghan soldiers a token force by your estimation or what?
No, and what I've heard is that there are some complaints from U.S. commanders that there aren't more of them, because obviously the view for the Americans and other NATO allies is that the more Afghans you have with you, the more locals you have with you, the better you understand the terrain. So I think that is one of the complaints that there's been. I understand there's also a little bit of unhappiness that a civilian surge hasn't followed behind this. I mean, obviously the military people, Americans and others alike, say what we really need is more people coming with us are experts on development and governance.
And indeed, Captain William Pelletier, a USMC or Marine spokesman who spoke from Helmand Province yesterday, described the mission in this way. Listen, Rob.
When we come in, we're going to stay. We're going to help provide security for them so that they can build up their own institutions of governance, reconstruction, get themselves on the road to a better future.
Now, the better future business, the British military has some experience in Helmand Province trying to create a better future for the people of Afghanistan. It's a tough going there.
It is very tough going, and I'd say a couple of things. On the good side, if you like, if I could put it that way, is the fact that the Americans are battle-hardened. They've learned so many lessons from Iraq. Also on the good side, all the opinion polls suggest that the local people do not like the Taliban very much and would like to have a better way of life. Now, on the downside, you talked a little bit there about the British and the problems they've been having. To put this in context, even with the Americans there now, you've got something like 13,000 international soldiers. Well, they're trying to protect a population of about 1.2 million locals living in a very rural area. I guess another problem is, and this is really an overarching problem for the whole Afghan operation, is, you know, the British, the Americans were still struggling for a vision of what a stable Afghanistan should look like. Should it have a strong central government? Should the warlords still play a part? And how much of a role should some elements of the Taliban play? So that kind of political goal, if you like, is still pretty elusive.
Would we even recognize a stable Afghan government if we saw it, based on the recent history? Finally, the poppy crop, I think, is right there in the center of Helmand Province. Is this about taking out a major funding source for the Taliban?
Well, that's certainly a large part of it. And, of course, the United States has announced recently that it's not going to be in the business of encouraging the eradication of crops, because that just upsets the farmers, but trying instead to encourage alternative crops and alternative lifestyles. So they've got a real challenge there. The Brits have not managed to get very far with the whole opium and poppy business.
And finally, is there coordination between the U.S. and Pakistan in this operation? We've heard there is, and that would be news.
Yes. I mean, I think in the sense that the Pakistanis have moved their forces up to the border with Afghanistan, implying that they think, as a result of this combined British and American operation that's currently going on in Helmand, maybe a whole load of people are going to try and flee over the border into Pakistan, and that the Pakistani forces will be there and waiting for them.
Great stuff. As always, BBC's defense correspondent Rob Watson speaking to us from London on the insurgency and the surge of troops, 4,000 Marines taking on the Taliban in Helmand Province in Afghanistan. Thank you, Rob.